This is another real-life story of everyday life and mission from Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're inspired by it. For more stories, teaching and info, visit anchorchurch.com.au.
This morning we have Matt and Robin Newfield with me on stage here from the Stanmore GC. So let's give it up for these guys joining us this morning. Matt and Robin have, for a long period of time, worked in a number of undisclosed locations across the Middle East, working amongst people from a Muslim faith background. And this morning we're going to hear a little bit about their story. So Matt and Robin, thank you for joining us this morning. Can you tell us a little bit about how you sensed God's call in your life to go and minister amongst a people group who have a predominantly Muslim faith?
Thanks, Matt. Well, it is a long story, but I think the thing that I'd like to focus on, like probably the most significant point for me, came when I was at college. I studied actually for a semester in a country in North Africa, and while I was there, I met all these young guys, and they were, a lot of them, they weren't really following their Muslim faith. They might have been taking drugs, you know, other things, but they were so convinced that this was true, and they tried to convert me to Islam and said, you have to become a Muslim or else you're lost. And it struck me that they were so convinced about their faith, and yet I thought, well, what's the difference between me and them, that I actually had an opportunity from a very young age to hear an alternative, to hear the gospel and to respond to Jesus, and they've never had that opportunity. They don't even know who Jesus is in order to respond. So I felt like, wow, that's really wrong, and I need to do something about it.
My story is a little bit different. So I was probably about 12 or so when I felt that God was calling me to some kind of overseas work, not knowing where that might be. And I went to college with Matt. We met, and you know, once we got engaged, you were talking about, well, what was God calling us to? And he really wanted me to have the exact same call as him, because he felt like, you know, a woman in the Muslim world, it's going to be a little bit difficult. And if I don't have the exact same call, then maybe I won't last. And I felt, well, God's calling me to you, so I think that if you're called there, then I'm called there too. And he was more egalitarian. He wasn't really convinced with that argument. But we talked to some older people, even older than us. We were young then. and they said to us, that's a one way that God can call you. And so we did. And we went together and we lasted 25 years. So I think that spoke for itself.
Now, as you worked, 25 years is quite some time. As you worked amongst people with a predominantly Muslim worldview, how did you sense, you know, whether or not they were interested to discuss spiritual things or talk about Jesus? How did you figure that out?
Well, we kind of grew in that, I guess. And part of it was the whole thing about, one of the awesome things about going overseas is that every morning when you wake up in this foreign culture, you're thinking, I'm on mission, which is what we should be waking up every day right here in Sydney. But starting to think about, like, well, how can I use different circumstances? And one of the things that people often would ask us about that was different for them was our marriage and the way that we are raising our kids. And so we try to prepare ourselves with testimony, with scripture, with things that backed up things, so that when they would ask about that we would have things from the scripture to tell them and share with them. So we always felt like God just had brought that to us, that we had a really high value on relationships and marriage and family, and that he'd really blessed that.
We were really blessed. The group that we went out with was a team-focused organization, and so we had a team that we worked with, and that was also a really high value for them, that we invest in our marriage, we invest in our kids. And we actually ended up working with one family for 23 years, and they became like family to us. Our kids consider them their aunts and uncles, and their kids are like cousins, and yeah, really special friends.
So marriage and family and parenting was a big part of your daily living over there, that was a light to those around you. And that work actually started to become more formal as you went on. You your work became more and more about relationship coaching. So tell us a little bit about what that looked like then, and that's work that you're still doing now. So tell us what that looks like now for you guys.
So we were forced to leave a couple of the countries that we lived in, and when we were in transition between the second and third country that we lived in, we talked to a colleague of ours that was going to relocate in the Middle East, and he said, you need to come and get this training with us. And we thought, wow, it sounds good. You know, we've got, I think the whole thing of parenting and marriage is pretty, we're pretty good on that, but we can always learn something new. So we went along to that. But this training that we did with them just took us to a new level that we just had never expected. I think a level of, like in the area of understanding each other's needs and how, for example, reconciliation, like forgiveness, how that works, because we understand more about how we might have hurt the other person. Another aspect of it was just understanding our own patterns in the way that we care for other people, the way we love each other, is based in kind of patterns we learned as children, and learning about those things was just really powerful. So we loved it.
Yeah, we had been married 17 years when we were exposed to this, and we wished we had learned it a lot earlier, but we are really grateful that we got exposed to it then. And it was really great. We were actually able to teach a lot of local people, and even though it's very biblically based, the Muslims loved it because it recognized that our relationship with God impacts our relationship with others, and so they were very open to that. And we've actually done this training in secular environments as well, and so when we... it obviously has the most power when we do it with Christians, and you can really acknowledge what God is doing in our midst, but it still is really powerful and could be used as a fishing tool to touch people's lives that don't know Jesus yet. So we've actually started doing them here. We've done a couple already, and we have one coming up in December. We could have one more married couple if they would like to join us. We would love to have you join us, but we'll be doing more next year as well. And after we'd started doing these workshops specifically for marriage, a lot of our single friends came up to us and they said, you know, we need this too, you know, what are you just doing it for married people? So we started doing them for singles as well. And it's just been really powerful to see how God has used this to impact people's relationships with their family members, with their friends, working in team environments, all kinds of situations.
Amazing. Well, we have done it. Tash and I have done it along with some of the others on our staff team, and found it very helpful. So if you are interested in the December course, please talk to Matt and Robin after the service. We thank God for both of you, for your investment in our church, your love to pray for people, and for what God has done over such a long period of time through you investing in others. I'm going to give thanks to God for that and pray that he would continue to work. Let's pray together, church. Father, we thank you for Matt and Robin. We thank you for the way that you used them so powerfully in places that needed to see a clear demonstration of the difference that Jesus makes in people's lives. And we thank you that they got to model that and demonstrate that in their marriage and in their parenting and their family. And we thank you for the way that you led them to this course that deepened their faith and deepened their marriage and their relationships and has equipped them to sow into the lives of others. We thank you for the way that you used that in lots of different contexts, and that you're still using that today. We pray that you would continue to use Matt and Robin to help equip people to respond to each other well, to whether that be a marriage relationship or a team relationship, whatever it looks like, to be meeting each other's needs in really helpful ways. We thank you for their work. We thank you for the way that you've gifted them. And we pray that you would continue to use them. And we ask this in the powerful, strong name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. Let's give Matt and Robin a round of applause.